Sue.
1355, request of Stan Herman to address council regarding why the city should have investigated my hit and run.
Good morning.
I got a handout for you.
Sure.
Morning. Hopefully this will be my last trip, but see if we can get something settled here. My name is Stan Herman. I've been in front of you for over a year now, and no progress. I've testified at the city council meeting November 2nd, 2016. You're not going to give me an answer to my question, so I'll give you the answer. On January 20th, 2017, I hand-delivered to your office the Oregon State Statute Reporting and Enforcement Law, ORS 830-035. The sheriff of each county and all peace officers shall be responsible for enforcement of this chapter and any regulation made by the State of Marine Board pursuant thereto. Emphasis, peace officers, including a member of the Oregon State Police, a sheriff or a deputy sheriff, or a city police officer. ORS 830.005, thus for the hit and run, unsafe operation, reckless operation, crimes, and violations discussed above, the state police, Multnomah County Sheriff, Portland City Police Department are all responsible for their enforcement. The first officer responding to this hit and run is responsible for the investigation. The first peace officer responding to this hit and run was Officer Jeff Myers. He's required by law to start an investigation, and he did zero. Mr. Mayor, you're wrong when you gave me the answer that the issue is the Multnomah County's responsibility. No, it's the first responding police officer's responsibility. If it was the Multnomah County's responsibility, why is the Portland City Police investigating the fire that burnt down the same warehouse? Whoever gave you that information or advice, making you look bad, the Ross Island hit and run, and the city of Portland on your watch allowing vagrants roaming on committee, I now have a total loss of a burnt down 1890 historic building. Your vagrants cost Mr. Herman, me, millions of dollars. Now let's make some lemonade out of this lemon. In front of you are pictures of what we can do for the city and the communities around the metro area. The 2035 policy for LA stands for Lower Albina, protect the Lower Albina working harbor, support river dependent uses. What is what I can do, but I need the city government's help. I don't need to go into the details of the type of help I need, but visitors that come to the city of Portland, I will have a great educational display and tourist attraction at this site when people visit and board the World War II ships moored at this site. Conditional use permit allows for 3 soccer fields that are designed to fit on this deck, and the site will have food carts on it and a great view of downtown Portland. What Portland wants is more river activity, canoes and kayaks for kids, operated by nonprofit groups will fill the need for education, water safety, launching, storage of small boats on the Willamette River. If one of you city leaders wants to hear how we can make this a great project for the community, please have one of your staff reach out to me. Thank you, and do you have any questions?
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right.
Next person, please.
Item 1356, request of Brian Quinn to address council regarding reinserting Portland sidewalk stamps when replacing curbs and sidewalks.
Is Brian Quinn here today? Next person, please.